Welcome everybody. We have a guest in our studio. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Ashwati and I'm from Pleasanton. I joined Portnov in January 2014 and I completed in May. So my background is electrical engineering. I took a break from work for a couple of years and later when I decided to get back into the workforce, I decided to change my career and I came to know from my friends that about Portnov and I joined the, went through a formal training at Portnov and also I did an unpaid internship at a company called eTherapy and currently I got a job offer, so that is what about
In your mind, what is exactly the role of internship in getting the real job? Is it more about confidence? Is it more about real experience? Is it more about experience which gives confidence? Or what is the whole idea of internship?
For me, it's the whole thing that what you mentioned. It's about the experience, confidence. Mm-hmm. And real life experience in the company. So it played a huge role for me to get when I applied for a full time job. Mm-hmm. They asked me about the experience in internship. So I think it played a huge role. The internship played a huge role in getting a good job in good full time job.
When you decided to go to software quality assurance field, to join the school, did you see people or did you hear people telling you it's not going to work, there are no jobs, all the jobs are going to be outsourced, robots will replace humans in testing computers software? Did you encounter any negative comments or ideas?
No, not at all.
Nobody told you that?
No. Even my husband, who is the first person who encouraged me to go through QA. And every company needs a QA person to test the quality product. So I think there is no way in future this QA is going to increase, not going to decrease.
That is what has been happening. When we started that school 20 years ago, we would see maybe one tester per 10 developers. Now we see pretty much same number of testers as developers, so as number of developers. But you have background in electrical engineering.
Yes.
And what kind of work did you do back home as an electrical engineer? Did you have any job?
I did my master's from Santa Clara University.
Oh, locally here?
Yes. Uh-huh. And I worked at a company called Synopsys, which is based in Mountain View.
It's a well-known company.
Yes. So I did my work in management and business group. So it's like half technical, half non-technical stuff. So, but... So
you didn't want to continue that path?
I don't know. I mean, some people tell me that I'm crazy since I did not continue my electrical background. Okay. But I didn't feel that I fit to that field.
Is it primarily man-dominated area or...?
Yes, even my manager told me that she hasn't seen so many electrical engineer in female electrical engineers. Uh-huh. Like most of them are men. Uh-huh. But I think females are also dominating right now. Because in my college, I see that there are... If there are 20 people, like 12 of them are female.
So at the college level, we have an influx of girls.
Yes.
Yeah, so. My background is in telecommunications, and I've worked as a logic design engineer when I started my career many years ago. In terms of connections, friendships, social part of life, coming to the school, does it create more friendships? Does it create more networking or not that much? What's your impression?
Of course. I mean, I've got a lot of friends after joining Portnov. We still keep friendship. Mm-hmm. We still keep in touch through WhatsApp, Facebook. Mm-hmm. We meet like once a month. So yeah, okay. So recently we met at a restaurant. So
wild parties.
Yeah. So I think that is also one good thing about Portnow. We get a lot of new friends. We can create keep the friendship.
If I ask you for an advice, let's say new people are looking at the school, they are considering taking classes, changing their careers. What would be the critical mass of being successful? What should they project? What should they expect in terms of what the school might give them, what they have to contribute to the success? Because some people come confident that someone will does it for them and they don't have to do anything anymore. And just what are the critical points?
So based on my experience,
yes,
I think you have to be hardworking. So every day, come home and read the materials, be up to date.
Mm-hmm.
If you miss, in my experience, if I miss one day, if I didn't go through the last lecture that
mm-hmm.
I studied the day before yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I lost touch. Like
mm-hmm.
so, you have to be hardworking, and whatever the instructor tells you to do, do it. Do all the projects, and I was a hardworking person,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not bragging about myself,
sure.
but that's what helped me go through
mm-hmm.
and complete the course and helped me getting internship and full time job. So
may I ask you? Because in my opinion, what we teach is not really complicated. We
yes,
teach simple
it's not,
things.
Yes.
But on the other hand, there are so many things we teach. And it becomes kind of overwhelming. Not because it's complicated, but because it's lots of things.
Yes.
And so did you feel the same way, or like you are overwhelmed, or you have too many things to be done and you have not enough time to do it, or...
Sometimes I do, because I have kids at home. I have to deal with them, the housework and also the homeworks. So sometimes I do, but if you can go through those obstacles,
mm-hmm.
I think that is worth it. Is worth
mm-hmm.
How should I say? It is worth if you can go through that obstacle,
mm-hmm.
then
you will succeed.
Yeah, you will succeed in future.
Lots of people will say, yeah, but she comes from electrical engineering background,
mm-hmm.
and she is supposed to be kind of successful in that stuff because it's not a big deal. But if you look at your class,
yes,
and most of the people are not really coming from technical background. It could be accounting or
yes.
teaching or social work.
Mm-hmm.
What's your observation? Do you think they? It really depends what's your background, or it is more about something else?
No, I mean for me, I studied HTML, JavaScript, and all those things. I haven't learned that in electrical engineering,
mm-hmm.
but the concept I was able to understand fast,
mm-hmm.
because I studied C before, long back. So the loops and all that, I was able to understand the concept much faster than
mm-hmm.
the others. But there were students who were teachers, accountants,
mm-hmm.
like their background was in accountancy
mm-hmm.
and all that. They were able to pick up fast,
mm-hmm.
like the same way that I was able to do it.
But still, your internship was not about automation.
No.
And probably your job is not about automation.
No. It's kind of automation, but
uh-huh.
in the beginning it's manual, but they are slowly moving to automation.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is another idea in the air. Okay, lots of people tell me, you know, Michael, when you go to the job market, you will see that most of the companies want people who are good at automation and there is no manual testing anymore. What's your insight on that? I understand you might not have too much exposure, but...
Yeah, but my internship is thoroughly, purely manual testing.
Mm-hmm. It was a mobile application?
No, it is a web application.
Web-based, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think there are still manual testing opportunities in industries. So
Weplay is 500 people a year, so
of course, like every batch there are like 40, 45 students, and they are getting jobs, and that too in manual testing. So
So thank you very much for sharing with us, and so, and I wish you to grow fast and to come back to us, and ask guys, we need a couple of interns, so we'll always give you a couple of interns.
Yeah, thank you so much for all the help. Without you guys, I wouldn't be in this situation. So
that is the whole thing. I mean, that is the purpose of what we are doing. Okay, thank you very much again, and just wave your hand.
Thank you.